Also, it says in Proverbs 4:20, my son, do what? Attend to what?
My word.
Is that clear? My son, my daughter. I know it says son, but I will put in there my daughter. My son, my daughter, my children, attend to my word. I'm going to switch over here. Yeah, let me do this. They say, my son, do what? Attend to my word. Listen to the New Living. My child. Who? My child, do what? Pay attention to what I say. Would that be his word? Huh? Y'all ain't going to sleep on me already. Are you awake? Yes. Pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Do what? Come on, talk back to me now. Repeat after me, because this is where you get it in you. Listen carefully to my words. Do what? Listen carefully to my words. Why? Do not lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. Let them do what? Let them penetrate. Let them penetrate. Don't let it go through this ear and out the other one. Let them penetrate, get deep in your heart. I assure you, you're going to need them. Because the enemy is coming whether you want him to or not.
All right. Amen.
I don't care how you pray and how much you pray. And how long you pray, he's coming.
Amen.
And if you're not on, and you're not prepared, he'll take you out. But if you let this word penetrate, get deep in your spirit, when he rises, when he show up, you won't fold up. You arise up. And said, no, no. No, no. With confidence. No, no. Not here. Not today. And not tomorrow either. But we're dealing with you right now. Not today. Huh? He said, for they brings life to those who find them. What does his word? My word bring life to those that find them. You remember, I know just about everybody probably heard the statement and know about it, whether you studied out and read it, about the gold rush whenever way back in California. There were people with pull up stakes, and they left what they were doing and went west. And some went out there, and all they did found a little stream of water and pulled a few pieces out the ground, and they shaking it, trying to pan it out, and they found a little nugget here and there. But some of them got wild and they start digging, and they hit a vein. Y'all ain't hearing me. Too many people want to panel on top of the surface of life, hoping somebody going to give them something. But if you want something from God, did you hear me? If you want something worthwhile in life, you got to dig.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So he said, for they bring life to those that find them, right?
Amen.
And healing to their whole body.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Let me establish something. That's okay? What is the word? What is the word? Who? Go ahead. John, let's just read John Gospel 1:1. John 1:1. The Gospel of John 1:1. I'm going to read several scripture right here. I want you to listen. John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. All things. How many?
All
things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that is made. All things were made by Him, who? The Word. If He made all things, and it is God, don't you think God know how to take care of all things?
Amen.
Whatever it may concern.
Yes.